It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and otherwise medically complex patients by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units, reducing the cost of an ICU bed by 50% whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about one-way extubation at home instead of in intensive care. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In today's blog post, I want to talk about personal lifestyle choices don't stop in intensive care. When long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care are confined to the four walls of an ICU, lifestyle is usually not a term that is being used to describe their situation. Quality of life, or better, the lack of such, is usually a better term to describe those situations. Nevertheless, when a patient and their family are finding themselves in this unfortunate situation, but they are a long-term ventilated patient with tracheostomy in ICU, they will need to face this situation head-on in order to make progress from a bad to a much better situation. The only way to improve their quality of life and also lifestyle is to leave intensive care and go home to the comfort of their own home. Most patients leaving intensive care and going home with a specialized service like intensive care at home, in spite of their perceived limitations whilst being on life support such as ventilation and tracheostomy, improve their lifestyle and also quality of life. And as you're aware, intensive care is such a depressing and sterile environment that leaving such an environment will immediately boost the patient's and their family's well-being and also confidence that things will improve. Many patients on long-term ventilation and tracheostomy after many weeks or many months in intensive care are literally desperate to go home and improve their quality of life and or quality of end of life. The same, of course, applies for a patient's family. Their quality of life or lifestyle literally sucks when they have a loved one in intensive care. By going home from intensive care with a specialized service like intensive care at home, their quality of life and lifestyle will improve literally overnight. It's an absolute no-brainer. Whether it's for long-term ventilation with tracheostomy for quadriplegic patients such as C1 or C2 spinal injuries, or COPD, asthma, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and the list goes on, or whether you or your loved one needs end-of-life care or palliative care at home, including mechanical ventilation and tracheostomy, as well as one-way extubation at home, intensive care at home can make this possible for you. We know from experience that quality of life will improve significantly at home compared to intensive care, and patients recover much quicker because they are in a more holistic and more patient and family-friendly environment. We can prove this with our many case studies that you can find on our website under the case studies link. Patients and their families can return back to normality much quicker rather than spending day and night in a depressing intensive care environment. Families can go back to work rather than having no income whilst they're spending day and night in intensive care with their loved ones. By returning back home with 24/7 intensive care nursing, patients and their families have a lot of choice and more quality of life. Intensive care units are winning too by saving 50% of the cost of an ICU bed, whilst also freeing up in-demand and highly sought-after beds in their ICU. For a full list of our services, please have a look at our services section on the website. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, we can also help your loved one get out of a nursing home, or if you find that you have insufficient support, your loved one at home on a ventilator with tracheostomy, or if you want to find out how to get funding for our service, just contact me at patrick@intensivecareathome.com. That's Patrick, just with a K at the end. Or call me on one of the numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our career section. We are currently hiring ICU and pediatric ICU nurses for clients in the Melbourne metropolitan area and in South Gippsland, Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA approved community service provider in Australia. Also, have a look at our range of full service provisions, again on our services section. We have also been part of the Royal Melbourne Health Accelerator program for innovative healthcare companies last year. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.